What's up, you sons of bitches? It's me, Cody, aka Young Taxpayer, baby. And you know why I say that? Because guess what I literally just did right before I sat down and pressed record on this podcast. Paid my damn taxes. You probably could have guessed that from what I said earlier with the Young Taxpayer. I was kind of going for like a rap name thing there. You know what I'm saying? I got to stop saying that. It's one thing, I listened back to my last podcast episode and I say, know what I'm saying, and you know, a lot. I do it. I say it a lot as a way to kind of like fill the silence. But I don't know. I think I just kind of have to like bask in the awkwardness so that I don't say that word, you know? There we go again. Fuck it. Fucking hell. Ah, fucking hell. No, that's what I just did. I was outside just now. I swear to God, hand to God, right now, I was outside and I put the check in the mail to the government. And now that money is just going to evaporate from my bank account. And so as you can probably imagine, I feel fucking good right now. Feel so good. Feeling good, baby. Yeah. Paying taxes. Nothing gets me off like paying taxes. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Sometimes I pay them twice. Fuck it. They make me feel that good. Sometimes, dude, when I'm feeling down, I'll just go pay some taxes, you know? Fuck, man. It's so dope. I can't believe I just had to write a check and put it in the mail. How fucking archaic is that goddamn system? I paid my like state taxes online this morning. It was the easiest goddamn thing ever. Just enter in my bank account info. They're going to suck the money out of the account. They're just going to suck it out electronically, right? Fucking squirt it out in my... No. That's gross. You know, slurp it out of my account digitally. They're going to digitally slurp it out of my account, right? But the federal ones, you still got to fucking mail it in. If you don't do it like via, you know, TurboTax or whatever, you got to fucking mail it in like it's 1920. When is the last time you wrote a letter or like addressed a letter by hand? Every time I do this, I have to Google it. I have to Google how to write a letter or how to address an envelope, how to write a check, the whole thing. This is the process that I just had to go through in order to pay my fucking taxes. I had to print out the voucher. Now, my printer was on the fritz a little bit, right? My roommate changed the Wi-Fi code because we had the Wi-Fi code say something that we thought was kind of funny and clever before, but really it just ended up being a total headache whenever someone came over and they're like, what's the Wi-Fi code? And we were like, it's this, but you got to fucking spell like this. And I'm sorry about the whole thing. It's just, we thought it was funny. And they're like, no, it's fine. But how do you spell it? And it's like, it's an F and there's an E in there, but you got to do the thing. And they're like, so it's capitalized. No caps. Oh, okay. So then it's just one word then. Yep. One word. And then they're like, I didn't get it. What is it again? And it's just a fucking headache, right? So we changed it to this really easy word. Don't come over to my place and try and guess. You know, I feel like now that I say that, someone's just going to sit outside of my house in like a van and just try to guess my Wi-Fi code now that they know it's a simple word. But it's not that simple, okay? It's a compound word. Anyways, we changed it. It fucked my printer up. Totally fucked it up, you know, because it's a wireless printer. And you know, printers are fucking Satan in device form, you know? If Satan were to design a device, it'd be the printer because it's hell to use. Printers fucking suck, man. Why are printers so goddamn loud and they just never work? You know, and they never work right when you need them to work the most. Like you're printing out some shit right before a meeting or something, right? And all of a sudden it's like, can't find printer, or like printer out of ink, or like just fucking gets jammed like midway through the print and you're like, what the fuck? No, I need you to come through right now for me, printer. And you're not doing it. And the printer's, you know, looking back at you, like, I'm Satan. I'm sorry. This is what I'm supposed to do. I'm supposed to fuck up your life. So the printer was already on the goddamn fritz. And the Wi-Fi code fucked it all up. So I get this how this started. Sorry, I'm jumping around so much, but I feel like you gotta get the whole story here. How this started was I'm at Coachella, right? I made it to Coachella, by the way. We'll talk about the sickness and all that stuff a little bit later. But so I'm at Coachella, and I don't know if you guys have ever been there before, and I'm not gonna go too much into it because every goddamn person on this side of the fucking country goes to Coachella. So I'm sure you've been seeing it on Instagram all goddamn weekend. It's just been jammed down your throats enough. But it's a happy place, right? It's a great place. Beautiful place. Very happy. You're not a care in the world, you know. If you're there, 80% chance you're on some sort of substance or something that's, you know, keeping you artificially happy as well. Whatever that may be. And so I was in a great place. I was like, you know, having a great weekend and chilling with my good friends that I haven't seen in a while. And all of a sudden I get a call from my accountant, and he's like, okay, well, did your tax things, and this is how much you owe to the government. And I was like, ah, really? This is not like a joke. And he was like, nope. And I was like, well, this is pretty much the only thing that could have ruined my day at this point, you know, in the sun, chilling with the boy, with the friend, with the, almost said with the boys. I'm a walking cliche. Chilling with the friends and the sun and whatever, having a good time. And then, hey, by the way, you owe a dick ton of money to the government. I mean, I guess if you got like some news that like a family member had died, that would be worse for sure. Definitely, definitely worse. But taxes is pretty close. Oh, I almost said you know again. I'm catching myself. Every time I almost say it, I'm gonna bite my tongue. Not literally. So I get that call from my accountant, and I was like, this is not like an April Fool's thing. He's like, no, it's April 20th. And by the way, your taxes are late as well. Because you're supposed to pay them like last week. I had to get an extension and all this fucking shit. So he's like, okay, you have to put the fucking checks in the mail on Monday. So, and I was like, I can do it on Tuesdays. Like, that's fine. So I get back today. And then it was like an hour long process trying to do this shit. So I get the printer. Finally, I can sit down and I fix the printer. Okay. No longer on the fritz. The printer off the fritz now. Okay. Fully working printer at this point. Very happy about that. Took about, 15 to 20 minutes. I had to press a whole bunch of fucking buttons on the printer and get the thing to beep. And then I got to connect to it via my phone, get it to connect to the router on my phone, right? And there's this whole like weird fucking like combination of buttons you have to press in the correct order. Like I'm a goddamn someone who cracks a safe. I don't know. I could have came through with a sick reference there or a sick analogy, and I just fucking dropped the ball. Like a bank robber, you know, when I'm trying to figure out like the code to the thing and you know, sweating, and it's like beep, 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 beep. That's what I felt like trying to figure out this fucking printer. It's like, all right, press the large black button and then hold the blue button for 3 seconds until the green light stops blinking and then starts again, and the printer tells you to go fuck your own face. So I did all this stuff like the computer scientist that I am, and fixed the printer. Okay. Printer again, no longer on the fritz anymore. Okay. Now, next step, print the voucher. So I get the voucher all printed. I had to cut the voucher where it says detach. I had to cut it with scissors physically. Okay. I remember the last time I cut something. I guess Christmas, when I was wrapping presents, I cut the paper. Okay, so that was the last time I cut something. So I've cut the paper, right? Stuck it in the envelope, and then I had to write the check. Now, I don't write a lot of checks. I just don't. You know, I do a lot of electronic transfers and pay people via Venmo and that sort of shit. So every time I have to write a check, I have to Google how to write a check. And it's always those fucking eHow websites or whatever, you know, like the Like, it's just like the simplest goddamn website, and they just set it up just so they can collect all the traffic for that one Google search, how to write a check. And it's like not even that good of instructions. But it's just funny because I'm like, I don't know if I should include, like, in, I don't know, like, I don't know. And then I only had one check. So I'm like very, I only have one check left. I have to get more. So I'm like very, very careful in like writing down exactly how it needs to be. And I had to like, you know, you gotta sign it. And there's a way you gotta write the actual amount in words, which is fucking crazy. That's the only time that you write numbers in words. I guess except for everything under 10, but right? I guess like if you're writing, hey, be there in 4 minutes, sometimes you write F-O-U-R. But when you're writing like a large number, I mean, it's just weird, you know? And then you gotta write and 00 with the fucking thing. It's just like so goddamn archaic. And then so I slipped the check in the envelope now, okay? So those two things, voucher, check, inside the envelope. Now I got to write the address on the envelope. And I didn't know if I should write the zip code on perhaps the fourth line. Or mayhaps I append it to the end of this city name and state. I don't know. And then I got to find fucking stamps. And we don't send a lot of letters, right? The last time I sent a letter was last time I did my taxes, I think. And then before that, it was probably like summer camp or something when I was like 14 because, you know, I didn't pay taxes when I was a kid. Right? That's the last time I've sent a letter. Why are letters still a thing? It doesn't make any sense. Just, I had to find a mailbox. There were so many things I had to Google in this process. I finally got the, luckily we had stamps here for some reason. I think Devin's mom sent them to him in a care package one time, some stamps. So we got some stamps lying around, right? So I find the stamp. I get the thing addressed. Then you got to put the return address on it with your own damn name. And then you got to throw the stamp on it. And then you got to lick the shit and you got to close it and everything. So, okay, at this point, I get the whole thing packaged up, ready to fly, ready to fucking cruise on out of Venice to the, you know, wherever it needs to go, right? But nay, because now it's not done yet, because now I gotta find a fucking mailbox because we don't have outgoing mail at this apartment, so I gotta. I googled near close mail or like. Mailboxes in Venice or whatever. Because, you know, they're like all over the street, but like you just don't really notice them because, you know, again, you don't really send mail. So I googled and there's a post office literally like so close to my place. Ah, probably shouldn't say that because that's whatever. I don't give a fuck. It was really close and I had never noticed it. And I walked over there, put the thing in the mail, came back here, started the podcast, and then told you about it. And that was this. It's like not only you're like paying taxes, which sucks, but the whole process is just fucking, it's just old school, you know? Why can't I just do this on the internet? Why do I have to do all this physical? Why do I have to physically write down my name? I barely know how to print anymore. I never write shit by hand. I barely know. Like I can. It takes me so much effort not to make it look like absolute horse shit on the page. You know, like it looks like it's cursive, even though it's not at all. I'm just like my hand, like the motor, the small muscles in my hand have just like degenerated over the past 6 or 7 years so much that I can't even control like the fineness that it takes to make my printing legible. Sad, really. It's sad, but I shouldn't have to do this shit by hand. It's just funny that I have to Google it every time. How to send a letter. or how to address a letter, how to write a check. Where is the closest mailbox? It's like, is there like an 8-year-old trying to send a letter right now? Someone on the other side of Google is just like, there must be a child Googling these things right now, because a fully grown adult should not be Googling how to address a letter. How to write check. Where must mailbox be? Anyway, so I did that. So I mean, you know, but taxes are paid now. Until next year. Bitch. Young taxpayer up in his bitch. Ha ha, yeah. Yo, we out here paying taxes and shit. Ha ha. Oh, that was a bad one. That was a little bit cringe. So yeah, Coachella. Hope you guys had a great weekend. Basically, what happened with me is you know, last episode I was feeling pretty mighty sick, and I still do. You guys can probably hear it, but last week I felt just fucking so bad. I woke up that Tuesday and just had such a bad fever, and then Wednesday the same thing. Woke up on Wednesday, same exact thing, super bad fever and felt like shit, you know, skin really sore. You get that? You're just like, your skin's sore, everything hurts. Your shirt hurts when it touches you, hurts to move around. You're just like, oh, just miserable. You know, you're hot and then you're cold and then you're sweating, but you're super cold. So you take off your shit, but then you're fucking super cold again. But you're like, how am I still sweating? I don't understand this. I'm freezing my ass off. But your body's like, no, you're not, dude. You're riding 103 right now. And you're just confused and eating some soup. One thing I realize about myself is that when people get sick, they don't want to eat. That's like the only thing I want to do when I get sick is eat food and like a shit ton of it. Because it's like the only thing that makes me feel joy. In that moment is to like eat something, because I love to eat. I love eating. Love when food, it goes into my mouth and down my throat into my stomach. Love the whole process. Love every single bit of it. Love to bite it. Love to chew it. Love to taste it. Super, that one's pretty big for me, tasting the food. Love to do that. And then swallowing it again. Definitely top four of the steps, even though I've only said four so far, but you know what I'm saying? And then hitting the old stomach, digesting it, love that too. So the whole process, really big fan of eating food personally. And when I'm sick, it's really the only thing that like I still have, you know, I can't do anything. I can't move around without hurting. I laying in bed is not comfortable. It's like, what do you have? Watching movies is lonely and boring sometimes when you're sick. So it's like, what else do you have? There's nothing else. Oh, I know what you have. You got those little pocky sticks in the counter. You know, the little Japanese chocolate covered fucking sticks. Love those fucking things. And I had a pack of them and I just went in. And then I went and got ice cream and it seemed to help a little bit. I woke up. So this is what happened. Wednesday, still super fucking sick, right? Woke up on Thursday, and this is when everyone was leaving for Coachella. I was supposed to go with them. Woke up and felt like ass again, but this time I felt like even fucking worse. It like had gotten worse, and took my temperature in the morning, had like 102 fever. So I was like, yo, just take my car. I'm going to stay here and try and like sleep this up for one more day. And I'll try and meet you in Palm Springs tomorrow. And I had a video that I had shot and or written, shot and edited a little bit. The one I posted last Friday that I had to like finish editing. And man, when you have work to do and you're sick, it's like, ugh. Trying to edit that video, I'm really proud of how it turned out, but it was just like, it was a pretty miserable experience, that whole thing. So I'm eating ice cream and I'm trying to beat this fucking sickness. And come Thursday afternoon, all of a sudden I took two Advil and my fever just broke and didn't come back. So Thursday night, I was like so close to like giving away my tickets and all this shit because I had this company sponsor me. And I was just going to give, I was going to have the company give them to someone else because I didn't think I was going to be able to go. And my friend Sam was counting on the other ticket, basically. And he was like, well, how the fuck am I going to get into the festival now? And I was like, I don't know, dude. I feel like I'm going to die and all this stuff. All of a sudden, fever broke. And I'm like, wait a minute. I'm like, wait a minute. Don't give away the tickets just yet, okay? This might be a Coachella miracle. And finished editing the video, feeling progressively better. I'm still sweating for some reason, a lot. It's a lot of sweat going on, all right? Sweating pretty fucking profusely, actually. I met one of my friends at the ice cream store briefly. It's the first time I left the apartment all day on Thursday. And she was like, wow, you're really sweaty. And I was like, yeah, I don't know why I'm sweating so much, but I guess just like sweating out the fucking infection or the bacterial, I don't know. So sweating a lot, feel great, feeling better for sure. And then, so I like planned basically, and then now my next step was like, okay, now I need to find a ride because it's still like a 2.5 hour drive and they took my car. And, so now I was kind of like, I think I'm going to come. I got to start trying to find a ride. And Sam had this friend from home that was flew into LAX and offered me a ride. So I didn't even know these people. And I Friday morning woke up and I was like, oh, hell yeah, it's fucking on, bitch. I feel great. I didn't feel great, but I felt great-ish, felt great enough. And so I posted the damn video, took an Uber to LAX where they had just flown in. They rented a car. Hopped in with these people and they were very nice. Shout out to you guys for giving me a ride. Very much appreciated. And you guys are very nice. And we had a great little conversation on the way down there. I mean, I was mostly just listening because I couldn't really say anything because I was still pretty fucking sick. So I'm mostly just absorbing what he was saying, but it was nice, you know? Had some music on in the background and just this guy was just yapping at me about some stuff, and I forget what exactly. I think maybe sports or something. I don't really know. And he drove me down there, and it was great. Got to meet his fiance, and it was great. So we finally get there, and we get there like very late on Friday. Like it was like a 5-hour journey to like, you know, first to LAX, and then to rent the car, and then because the fucking car rental company, dude, whatever one they used, it was like the worst goddamn car company on earth. There was just like this gigantic line. It took fucking forever. And then when we finally got to the desk, he goes, the lady helping us goes, yeah, sorry, guys. You just don't have any cars right now. And we're like, what? We have the reservation. Like he reserved this like months ago. And she's like, he's like, I have the reservation. And she goes, yeah, I know. I know. Just like, you know, got no cars right now. So, like, what do you mean? Yeah. What do you fucking mean? We have the reservation. You can't just say, what? And the lady was saying it as if it wasn't her fault. Like, she's like, I'm on your side, guys. I totally understand. I don't know where the fucking cars are. It's like, well, figure it the fuck out. This is your job. This is the one job you have, is to make sure that there's a car there when we, with the reservation, need the fucking car. That's the one thing that you do. Yeah, sorry guys. Really wish I could help you out here. Feel you. Feel your pain on this one, guys. No, you fucking don't. We need to get to the desert. There's music to be listened to and the sunshine. Yep, I don't know, guys. Nothing I can do. No cars. So finally she's like, okay, turns out we have like a Honda Fit or something. You know, one of those little fucking go-karts. She's like, we have one of these cars. I know it's not what you paid for, but we can like refund you for the rest of the balance or something. We were like, just yes, anything that we can just get inside right now and drive the fuck away from you. That's what we need right now. Anything where we can get the fuck away from this counter. Doesn't matter if it's a fucking shitty car. Why can I never think of references nowadays? Cause I could have came through there with something like a Kia Soul. There you go. Doesn't matter if it's a fucking Kia Soul. Give us the damn thing. And it actually ended up being like some shitty car like that. Like one of the little, like, yeah, little 4-seater, but like go-kart looking motherfuckers. And, but it actually ended up being a comfortable journey. Actually, pretty deceivingly roomy, I have to say. I underestimated that car, whatever it was. I think it was a Honda Fit, or maybe, I don't know. It was one of those little small cars. But it was good. It was nice. It was nice. And we finally made it pretty late, and everyone was already at the festival, and we had to go pick up the tickets and everything, and then we met my buddy Dan, and at this point, I'm still like kind of tired and coughing and whatever, and then I started drinking, and the weekend just became amazing. It was really, really a fun weekend. It definitely was fun. And again, I'm not going to go too much into it because I'm sure you've been seeing the pictures and you probably have some stories of your own if you went, or you probably have some stories of people you know who went and they're like, oh my God, did you see DJ Snake? My God, DJ Snake was the best. It's like, no, it wasn't. Fucking DJ Snake. Every song he does sounds the exact fucking same. I bet you, I was trying to figure out like who the shittiest crowd would be. Which artist would have the shittiest crowd? And I think DJ Snake probably, or Marshmello. And I like both their music, I do. It's just like, you know, the type of person that listens to, like, that really likes Marshmello. Well, I guess he's pretty popular right now, but like, I remember I went to a Marshmello show in LA, and it was just like, oh man, it was just the worst people, just shirtless, backpack wearing dudes with the bandanas or like the face masks, doing like the shuffle step, but like way too into it. Like that dance. It's like the dance that you can only do to EDM, and they do it and they're just like, you know, they're doing the hand thing too, and then Marshmallow. Yeah, dude. Fucking sick, dude. Oh, and then he drops a song. You know, starts playing another song. Oh, yes, dude. I fucking love this song. Dude, this is the one he came out with last summer with the thing and the blah. Dude, Marshmallow. Dude. Fucking DJ Snake, dude. Marshmallow. Love his music, dude. Love to fucking turn up to it, dude. Yo. Jace, dude. Yo, Jace. Come over here, dude. We're going to see Marshmallow. Yeah, dude. Come this way, dude. Bring Michaela. Yeah, and Kaylin, too. Yeah. Bring him over here. We're going to see Marshmallow, dude. It's going to be such a sick set. So sick. Oh, you guys are going to see DJ Snake? Okay, no worries. Yeah, no, that's going to be a pretty fucking lit show too. DJ Snake. I love that one song he does. With But I think we're going to see Marshmallow. Oh, man. But I was almost, I don't know if you saw the picture. I posted a bunch of shirtless pictures on Instagram. Because I'm a fucking douche, okay? I'm a douche. I'm everything that I make fun of. But I was like getting pretty close to one of these dudes that I'm making fun of right now. Walking around, I was wearing a headband with no shirt the whole time. I think I was not wearing a shirt for 90% of the weekend, which is so shitty, dude. But it's like, I don't know. It's like, why not, you know? Because if I live as one of those people, then it's easier to make fun of them because I know what it's like. You know, walk a mile in their shoes, that whole thing. Fucking love DJ Snake. DJ Snake sounds like a Mortal Kombat character. DJ Snake, finish him. We're going to see DJ Snake. I'll tell you my favorite person who I saw, though. I'll tell you this. Bon Iver. Oh, my God, dude. I had never listened to his music before. And we were just like, bye. I was with my friend Shelby and my friend Matt. And we were just over there in that area, like by the main stage, drinking a beer. And all of a sudden, he starts playing. And I'm sitting there. And oh, my God, dude. It was beautiful. It was beautiful. Dude, listening to this guy play live was like the first time I ever had sex. Seriously. It was like a whole new, I was like, what the fuck is happening right now? I didn't even know this existed, this feeling. This is beautiful. The way he just like starts a song and it just like slowly like unravels and his voice and just like, and the funniest part is that I bet if I heard his music, and I probably have before, like on the radio or whatever, I would probably been like, no, not for me. But hearing it in that environment, it's perfect for that environment. On the main stage, there wasn't that many people there actually. And just like able to watch him like on the, you know, the big TVs, just do his thing. And to hear how a song just like builds and unfolds right in front of you. I know I sound like I must be on fucking acid or something, but I wasn't. I was like sober for the show. It was amazing. Seriously, seriously incredible. I don't know if you guys fuck with, I know a lot of people fuck with Bon Iver. He's really popular. And now I get it. I get it. But it's like one of those musicians where it's just like his style of music is just absolutely perfect for a live show. And then there's the others, like DJ Snake. It's not so much. Or someone like, or like rap, you know, rap's never really that great live. I fucking love rap, and I go to rap shows sometimes, but it's just like, what can you do, right? Like Travis, we saw Travis Scott, and I don't know if we were off to the side or whatever, but it was like, it's kind of echoing, and it's like, I don't know, it wasn't really there, and I think we saw Lil Uzi Vert for a little bit. But again, it's like, what can you do? You just rap into the microphone and it doesn't really sound that good live. But this shit, oh, Bon Iver sounded like butter. Oh, yeah. Sounded like fucking pure bliss. It was amazing. Yeah, I think that was the best show we saw. For sure. Again, though, fun weekend. Yesterday was a little bit of a sad day. Everyone leaving, and we waited around for a little while in Palm Springs so that we didn't have to deal with the fucking traffic. And now I'm back. And my taxes are paid. And I'm ready for a good week. I'm finally feeling good again. I'm going to start hitting the gym again. Can't wait to get back in there. It's been about a week and a half or something since I've even been inside the gym because I've been so sick. And so I'll be doing that. Got a lot of videos planned. I really want to do more videos now because I'm gonna have a little bit more time now. I don't think I have any more like trips planned or anything. And so I really want to go hard on that, on the video stuff. And I got a couple ideas already that I think will be good, but. I don't know if you guys saw my last one, but I know I'm going to sound like a little bit of a broken record here, but dude, all the episodes of Go Rodeo are out now. They're all out. All 12 of them are out. So you can watch them. You can watch them one by one if you want. Go through them all. Fuck it. Sit down. The episodes are only like, they're like 5 to 8 minutes or something. So you can watch them all in like an hour. Just block off an hour on the schedule. Okay, throw it up on your cal, just say busy, right? If you're at your job or whatever, just throw it up on your cal and say important meeting, very important business, and take that hour, throw on Goat Rodeo on full screen, sign up for full screen. I know that takes a second, but you get a free week, so you can use the week, you can binge them for that hour, and then fucking, I don't know, I'm not going to tell you to cancel it. The membership, but you know, you're free to do whatever you want. I'm just saying you do get a week where it's free, or if you're an AT&T subscriber, you get a fucking year for free, a year. All you got to do is just go put in your phone number. It's like the easiest shit ever. I did it. And you can watch for a year. You can watch my episodes for a year. Every day you can watch all of them for a whole year for free. I don't know why you would ever do that. Maybe you like the show a lot, which if so, thank you. I appreciate it. I very much appreciate it. But you could watch every episode every day for a year for free. And all the other shit on full screen. Because there's a bunch of other good stuff on there too. So go ahead and do that. I just, you know, they were coming out week by week. And so people just like didn't really fuck with that. You know, they were like, dude, even like my really, really close friends were like, dude, I love you to death, but I'm not paying $5.99 for full screen just to watch, you know, for 2 months or whatever until your show. They're like, we'll wait till all the episodes come out though, and then we'll binge them. And so now that's what I'm telling people. Tell people, go do that. Be true to your word. Okay? No one likes a liar. So go do that. And then I'm hoping we get a season two, honestly, because I had a lot of fun working on that show, and it's kind of cool that it's completely out now. It is kind of cool. Let's see. All right, so sorry, guys. Hopefully next week, by the time I record, I'll be 100%. Let's see. I started a hashtag, right? I was trying to figure out what the fucking hashtag was that I started. I wanted to like take some questions, I guess. And so I think was it insanely chill? Was that what it was? Because I just Googled or I just searched that and there is some questions here. Let's see. What do you do at home for spring break? That's the first question. What to do at home for spring break? Insanely chill. Oh, gee, I don't know. Watch Goat Rodeo, maybe? Boom! Problem solved. Thank you. Next question. Okay, Mr. I always talk about surfing. Do you even really need a wetsuit to surf? What? Yes. I mean, not like in warm climates, but it's fucking cold as shit here right now. It's actually not, dude. I went out surfing this morning and the water was pleasantly warm. Dare I say, no, well, it actually wasn't warm, but it was warmer than it's been. Usually I'm shivering my tits off. But today, no way. I was nice and comfortable out there. Definitely not Palm Springs weather, but no, but I think, you know, in other places you don't need it. And sometimes in the summer here, you don't even need a wetsuit. People are out there in board shorts, and we used to surf in Australia and, nothing but board shorts out there, mate. You don't even need the wetty. You don't even need the wetty, mate. You can go right out there, chuck on the board shorts and just hop in the water. And, Marcus is going to Costa Rica tonight. So apparently the water's like 86 degrees there or some shit. How sick is that? Oh, he won't need a wetsuit. Hell no. Okay, let's see what's next. What's it like being 34 and 21 at the same time? Oh, fuck off. Fuck off. I'm not 34. I'm 26 years young. Thank you very much. Would you ever have a meetup? I don't know. I did the meetups and I don't know. I mean, you come to my comedy show. That's a meetup. People, I was taking pictures with people afterwards, and that's probably what I'm going to do from now on is because I actually like want to work on a show and on a, you know, meetups just aren't really anything. It's just like, I want to do something. I want to do a show like the playlist and the VidCons and stuff. I've been to those for the last 2 years and it's just like, it doesn't really feel like there's a point. I do really like meeting you guys, but I want to like offer something, you know, I want like a show and I want to kind of grow further than those things can offer for sure. What was your favorite part about living in North Carolina? Oh, baby. Let's see here. My favorite thing. Probably Bojangles, the fast food place. God damn it, dude. They're fucking biscuits there. Ugh. Actually, well, no. The North Carolina is just like, it's very beautiful. And I did like being on the East Coast. It was cool to be like close to Miami and close to New York, close-ish. Like on the same side of the country, you know? And so that's what I think that's probably what I like most is just being able to go to those places just way easier than I can do now. What's your least favorite video you've ever made? Oh my God, probably that vlog I did last week. That was pretty bad. Oh man, but I go back and I watch my old videos now, like my old ones, the ones I did like a year and a, I guess probably a year ago now, where I would just like sit down and talk to the camera, but it was just like it was very like little editing and I'd go back and I watched those and I cringe sort of hard at those because it's just like, I don't know. It's just my style is so different now. It's just, I feel like every YouTuber has to feel like that. Probably. They look at, or anyone that does anything, right? You get better at it and you look at your old shit and you're like, what the fuck was I thinking? But those are probably, sometimes I'm like, God, should I take them down? And then I'm like, no, I got to keep them up there. What advice would you give to someone trying to start a YouTube channel? Don't do it. No, you can do it. It's I honestly don't really know what advice I would give. I feel like I'm still trying to fucking figure it out. You know what I mean? Do stuff on current events probably. It's like, it's really the only way to like drive hits when you're starting from zero. But, and just do it to have fun. Don't do it to fucking make money or anything in the beginning because there's no money in it anymore. Now that all these motherfucking advertisers are taking their ads off YouTube, there's like, the money has just gotten so low in terms of, CPMs and stuff like that. It's crazy. Can you stop saying you know so much in your podcast? Thanks. Yes, I can. And I will. And I'm going to try hard to do that for you. I feel like this episode has been a little bit better in terms of that. Talk about the fact that I sent you good ass advice for Iceland on your IG DMs and you never opened it. Well, what am I supposed to say about that? Sorry. Talk about the fact that I sent you good ass advice for Iceland on your IG DMs and you never opened it. What else is there to say? How can I talk about that? The username is tweets about cars, just car tweets. Clearly not only car tweets. That was nothing to do with cars, that tweet at all. And I'm looking at his account right now and he tweets about a lot of other shit. So that was just a bold-faced lie. Change your username. Change it. This guy, BK Value Meal. I see this guy tweeting me sometimes. I think his fucking name is hilarious. BK Value Meal? Burger King Value Meal. What? He goes, try sharing your podcast. You might actually get a giggle out of this. And he sends it to someone named Mike. And he goes, hey, this is a super chill podcast, insanely chill even, and you should relax, chillax to it. Love the use of chillax there. Love it. And this person just goes, fuck off. And he goes, I'm praying Cody sees this. And I did see it, BK Value Meal. And you can tell your friend Mike that he can fuck off. Boom. Huh? Not so funny when it's coming right back at him. Yeah. That's right. Tell him, fuck off. From Cody and BK Value Meal. Because I feel like he'd be on my side about that. Person, why don't you promote your... This person says, Luke D'Ambrosi. Luke D'Ambrosi. There's a little bit of an apostrophe in the name there. So Luke D'Ambrosi. Luke D'Ambrosi. Why don't you promote your Patreon? Or is it the one pizza a month you buy with my contribution all you'd hoped for? Oh yeah, this is the guy. I started a Patreon, which is like a website where you can go. And if you want, if you feel so inclined, you can basically give me money every month to continue doing content to support me. And I started one of these things and I didn't really promote it. He found it somehow. He contributed. He really did. It's like he could contribute like $15 a month or some shit, which is dope as hell. Thank you, Luke. I appreciate it. I need everything, all the help I can get right now. I'm, you know, just in terms of like the YouTube ad money is kind of drying up and your boy's going to be on the streets pretty soon, unfortunately. So if you want to also contribute to my Patreon, you can go to patreon.com and I think my username is Cody Ko. So I think it's just patreon.com/CodyKo. Yes, it is. There it is. He contributed $18 per month, actually. So I didn't promote it because I didn't really have anything good to offer on there. So if you want to go on there and you want to contribute some money per month, I'm not going to ask you to do that, but if you want to, I would very much appreciate it. Guys, I'm going to wind this down now because honestly, I'm hungry as shit. I don't know if you heard what I was mentioning earlier about how much I love to eat food, the whole thing. I'm really thinking I want to do that right now. I want to go eat some fucking food because I'm hungry. And I'm going to meet my friend for lunch over at my favorite spot in Venice. Did I mention I live in Venice? And let's see, what shameless promotions do I have to do this time? Guys, give this a rating if you enjoy this podcast. It helps me out a lot. And I love you for listening. I'm not going to say anything about Gut Ready because I already said that earlier. Go watch it. There, I fucking said it. Sorry. And have a great week. Keep in mind, though, it is only Wednesday. So, you know, you still got a while to go. But keep your head up. And I feel like you'll make it. I do. And I feel like I'm going to make it too. And I feel like we're going to make it together. And I feel like we're going to be productive this week. I feel good. I'm feeling better, you know? And I feel like you are. Sorry about the you know there. Fuck. 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 Ah, it's going to shit. It's going to shit. Okay, guys, wrap this up. I love you, each and every one of you. Do I? Not really sure.